from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Caleb Williams, the Caleb Williams Show continues. Maybe you watched their second preseason game. They played Cincinnati, and Williams had another one of those roll out, make a throw. This throw, less impressive than the one he made against the Bills.
Yeah.
But a funny thing happened on the way to talking about this throw. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. I want to talk about the Bears for 1 minute. I think you have to give the Bears and their fans a little bit of, give them a grace period. New love, young love, right? We've all been through it. We're still in it with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
You say anything about Josh Allen, Bills Mafia is coming for you. Peyton Manning listed his top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL and listed Allen 5th in no particular order.
But, oh, he didn't even have an order?
No, he said Mahomes, and then it was at a Fanatics event. Stephen A. asked him for the other 4, and he didn't rank them in order, but the names he got to before Allen were, I really love Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar, and Josh Allen's a stud. And that's the kind of thing that Bills Mafia, you know, you might be mad. How are you not naming him second? Anyway, that's an aside. On Caleb Williams, he makes the throw to Odunze down the left sideline. He's rolling left. He turns back and floats one to Odunze. And this was a post that got dunked on by the entire NFL media. And it's a statement on the game today, really, which is, so it's, who is it? Some Bears guy who loves the Bears, and that's fine. Max Markham.
Okay.
I've been careful, but I'm confident in saying only 2 quarterbacks in the NFL can make this throw. What he's saying is, we've got one of the 2. It's him and Mahomes. And the rest of the NFL world reacted to this a little bit. Matt Waldman, who we had on the show last week, he said, add a 2 in front of that 2. Like, 22 quarterbacks can make this throw. And that is true. I feel like we did this a lot when Allen came on the scene and started blowing our minds. Oh, wow. He's the only guy in the league that can make that throw. There are a couple throws out there that Allen is one of the few that can make. But in the year 2024, Joe, the guys that can make the rolling out, heave it down the field to a receiver in single coverage over the top, it is like 20 guys.
Yeah.
That's playing quarterback today. Tom Brady doesn't make that throw. The ball's probably out of his hands before he rolls like that.
Yeah, but can Kyler Murray make that throw?
Yes. Lamar can.
Yeah.
Kyler can. Jaden Daniels can.
It's a great throw, but it's not like...
It's not one of two. Aaron Rodgers can make that throw.
Yep. Lamar can make that throw.
Tua maybe not Stroud. So much, but Tua occasionally makes... Whatever.
Stroud can make that throw.
Absolutely. There are a lot of guys that can make this throw.
Yeah, I agree.
And Bears fans... This is why I said you're about to get really annoyed with Bears fans.
Uh-huh.
Caleb Williams and the Caleb Williams Show. If you're the kind of person that gets really offended at anyone talking about anyone being on Allen's level, get ready. Because the Caleb Williams Show is coming. He looks good in two preseason games. It's just the preseason. But he's got people eating out of his hand.
Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, I'm willing to give a little bit of a grace period to Bears fans. Because when I read that, I kind of go... All right, kid, you're new here. You know what I mean? Like, I understand why you would say that, because you like this guy might write, I'm confident in saying only two quarterbacks in the NFL can make this throw. And what I almost want to translate that to is there's never been a Bears quarterback that can make this throw. And that might be true. Because there might be 10 guys, 15 guys, 20 guys in the league that can make that throw right now. Has a Bears quarterback ever been able to make that throw?
Moses Moreno?
I don't even know who that is.
I don't either.
Could Jay Cutler make that throw? Probably not.
I don't know. He can make a lot of throws.
Like, there's going to be a grace period I'm willing to extend to a Bears fan because like they don't even have a Jim Kelly, right? They don't have anything.
No.
They had
Cutler.
McMahon.
And McMahon and...
Like, come on. Like
Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh, yeah. Right. Like, I'm willing to extend some grace. And like, you can be annoying for like a year. Because you've never had anything like this.
Yep.
It's going to be new to them. But, yeah, maybe there's going to be a point in time where if you tell me in 2 years he's still one of two quarterbacks to make a throw like that, like you're just not watching the league. Throw red zone on once in a while.
Connect with our fans. First, a text on the Bears from Jonathan. In pregame roundtable, Eric Wood said he was watching Bears-Bengals and feeling better about the Bills' loss because it was apparent to him that the Bears had been game planning for both games, which got me thinking, do you think there's a Hard Knocks effect? Are coaches and players aware of how you could look on TV and not laying down to look bad when you're the only team with the spotlight right now, especially when you have the number one overall pick? I suppose that's possible they could game plan a little bit more. The thing I would say is the Bears game and the Steelers game for the Bills, they weren't that different. The Steelers game finished 9-3. The Bears game was 13-3 or 13-6 until a pick six from Shane Buechel,
right.
A fourth down in your own end.
Right, were they game planning for Shane Buechel in the fourth quarter? Like
no. Like, the Bears game was a blowout that got stupid late, and I almost want to... I know the Bills feel a lot better about it, because they won, and they didn't take a bunch of stupid penalties, right? There were not these massive mistakes, so that's good. But, I mean, McDermott was kicking in a spot where he normally would have gone for it. Tomlin went for it in a spot he normally would have kicked. I wouldn't worry...
You know it's the preseason when Mike Tomlin is going for it.
Right. I wouldn't take too much, myself, from the Bears looking... good against Cincinnati because Caleb Williams didn't score a touchdown against the Bills. He had a couple drives, and the Bills held him to field goals. I'd feel just fine about the Bills starting defense against the Bears in that opening preseason game because I mean, the game was 6-3 for a long time. So,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks, Jonathan. To the phones. Springville for Justin. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm just calling in about Joe Brady's offense. Just some, I guess, skepticism and concern. I look at the fluidity of the elite offenses in the league, you know, Shanahan, Andy Reid, some of these other offenses, and it feels like it is very smooth and easy flowing. I just have a little concern. It's more of a grind out or almost a handcuff with Joe Brady's offense. Just kind of curious your guys' thoughts on that. And, you know, obviously the scheme matters and the players in your scheme matter, but just kind of your thoughts on where we stand offensively.
Thanks, Justin. It's the million-dollar question. How does this look now that it's fully his?
Yep.
Once the regular season begins? That's the million-dollar question.
And I'm in between on it because it's tough. Like, you want to look at last year and think some of it's telling, but him coming in middle of the year, you know, how often have you heard throughout the offseason, like, oh, we can't really take everything from last season because he wouldn't have been able to install what he wanted to do midway through a year like that. I don't want to take everything from last regular season. I also don't know how much I want to take from his previous experiences, because if you go back to his LSU and Carolina days, what were his offenses? He fed wide receivers. Carolina, he had three guys. I think Curtis Samuel missed by like three targets. But he basically had three guys with 100 targets, all at wide receiver. And then LSU, before that, I mean, he had Jefferson and Chase, so everyone was going to be feeding the receivers there. So how much do I want to take from those stops? How much do I want to take from last season? I don't know if I want to take any of it. I might just want to treat him as a brand new everything.
It's a little bit like the preseason. None of the previous stops matter.
Right.
If he's doing what he's doing here, it doesn't. You're not going to care what he did in Carolina or he did in LSU.
He doesn't have,
because it doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't matter.
Like, we'll start to see a body of work for him here,
right?
And you know, I wonder how much input the head coach has on how they play. I mean, the head coach decides who the coordinator is ultimately, right? It's his final call.
Yep.
Allen might endorse Brady, or when he fires Dorsey to go to Brady, he does that because he feels like Joe Brady will give him something better. Something he wants more, whatever that might be. And again, like, part of the million-dollar question for the Bills this year is how they run when it comes to pace, right? Early in the season, their pace was slow, and they finally started to speed up. Does Brady want to play a fast pace? How many offensive plays a game will you get? Because that is up to you. Possessions, you can play where you slow a game down, but you can also speed it up when you have the ball. You're taking the play clock down to five every time, or are you moving quickly? And you get this in the NFL. This is one of the things that the deep, deep fantasy nerds get into. You know this.
Sure.
Play pace. Seattle plays New Orleans. The Seahawks had 18 more plays.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that comes down to converting first downs. Other times it comes down to you're actually trying to play faster versus bleeding the clock. And I don't know that the Bills are going to take the ball out of Josh Allen's hand. I don't know what kind of pace they're going to play. We're all going to wait and find that out. But the end result might all be they play an awful lot of close games.
If they come out this year and are right back to one of the pass-happiest teams in the league and their pace is up, is the McDermott runs the show on offense thing dead forever?
It depends. Who's the opponent? Arizona? I don't feel like I'm getting a lot out of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Miami? Bills always beat Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore?
They
handle Lamar, who's week four. It's all Houston? Houston.
Did we skip Jacksonville?
Yeah, you're right. Jacksonville's three. Yeah. Jacksonville. Four is Baltimore. Five is Houston.
Yeah.
Once you start to get into premier offenses, are the Bills going to play like they need to keep that team off the field? Because I'll continue to say, I think that's playing scared.
I think it's a gift to opposing defenses.
Yes.
It's a gift to the other team.
I'm not saying they're going to do that because I don't know if they're going to do that. But if they go into these games and they play like they need to keep the opposing team off the field, that's something teams should be doing to you. You have Josh Allen. That's what you do against a great quarterback. That's what teams try to do against a great quarterback. It rarely works, but you try.
But that's what I mean. In all of those games where they're playing, those top teams, if they're throwing the ball like they always have been,
you're going to feel fine.
We're going to feel fine, and aren't we going to feel like, again, like, are we still going to wait? Is it just going to wait for the next time when, you know, a new coach, a new coordinator comes in to replace Joe Brady? We'll be right back to, like, oh, no, McDermott. Well, here you go. McDermott's going to want to run the ball again.
Yeah, it is a narrative that's out there. Just like he doesn't play rookies, and he often does, just a case-by-case basis. 803-0550. Sal, top of the hour. You can give us a call if you'd like. Be happy to hear from you. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.